Hello, welcome. Come in. Please, make yourself comfortable. So you can pick the chair, the couch, wherever you want to sit. You look a bit nervous. That's okay. I know it's your first time in therapy. It's normal to feel a bit nervous. You know, this is a new relationship in a way. We're going to spend a lot of time together. We're going to get to know each other very well. You are in safe hands, so you don't need to worry about that. Now, before we get started, just a bit of housekeeping. So I do want to say, you know, state the obvious. This is a safe space. Everything that is discussed here, everything that's going to happen will remain between you and me. So no one's ever going to know about it. And I also, you know, I want you to know that although it may feel that what you're going through is very isolating and that you're the only one that has experienced these things, I've been doing this for a long time, and I can tell you right now, these aren't unique to you. A lot of people have experienced the same things that you're experiencing. So you're not alone, and I am here to help you. But the only way I can help you is if you're very honest with me. And there are probably things that you have never discussed with anyone before, and so they will feel very uncomfortable. And that is okay. That is okay. So I'm a trained professional. As I said, I've heard it all. I've seen it all. So nothing that you can say or do will shock me or surprise me. But I can guarantee you that we will find a solution together. I have 100% success rate. So I can guarantee that I will fix you. So now that that's out of the way, let's discuss why you're here. And so you said in the intake forms that you have low self-esteem, performance anxiety, you struggle to come, you struggle to orgasm, you're paralyzed. You know, when you're with a woman, you have no problem meeting women, but then when it comes to more intimate settings, you don't know what to do. Yeah, you go mute, you stop moving, and, you know, she expects you to take over, she expects you to make a move, and you don't know what to do. So did I pretty much capture everything? Right, and you're very self-conscious, yes. Yes. And, you know, a lot of that comes from society as a whole expects the man to know what to do, you know, in the bedroom. A lot of women expect the man to take the lead, expects them to make the move. So there's a lot riding on your shoulders. And some guys just aren't comfortable with that, and that is okay. That is okay. Because I'll tell you something. There's some women out there that are very much okay with taking the lead. Did you not know that? Oh, yes. A lot of women actually love to have their way in the bedroom and even outside the bedroom. And so it may be that you're trying to be someone that you're not. And it may be the solution to a lot of your problems is that you're going after the wrong type of relationship. If you prefer to let a woman lead, then you need to find a woman that wants to lead. Is that making any sense? Yes. So let's start with seeing what we're working with. So take your pants off. I know this may seem unconventional, but I have unconventional methods, but this is why I have such a high success rate. Now go, let's see what we're working with. Take your pants off. Take your underwear off. Ah, I see it. Let me just grab my measuring tape and let me get closer. I'll also get my magnifying glass. Yeah, I could probably fit it right in my hand, wrap my hand around it, and I would cover all of it. Look how tiny it is. Oh no, I mean, you could probably still use it, but you know what it means. You're gonna have to be very skilled with your mouth, with your hands, because this is a bit tiny, but there are some women out there that don't need it. There's some women that may want to put you in a chastity cage and only use your mouth as their toy. But you say that you can't come. Well, let's test that out, shall we? So, sit down. No, keep your pants off, keep your underwear off. You're gonna stay like that for the remainder of the session. Let me take my shoes off. And now let me take my feet and wrap them around your tiny cock. Do you see how hard you are? Now tell me how you feel when you're with a woman. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna keep rubbing my feet against your cock. Try to focus on what you want to say. Now keep going. Now tell me, how do you feel in the presence of a strong, dominant woman? Are you struggling with your words? Are you struggling to focus? Now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to breathe in long breaths, deep breaths. And as you breathe out, as you exhale, I want you to count to 10. And I'm still stroking your cock with my feet. Keep taking those long breaths. You're very hard now. Breathe in. Let it out. And now I want you to stand up. And my feet are still wrapped around your cock. But now you're gonna thrust. You're gonna grab hold of my feet. And you're gonna thrust your cock through my feet. Keep going. Do you see that pre-cum? Keep thrusting. Keep thrusting that tiny cock of yours. It's not completely useless, you see? Keep going. All right, now stop. Now you're gonna sit back down. And now what you're gonna do, you're gonna stroke for me. Ah. This is not time to be self-conscious. I'm telling you what to do. And do you know I want you to stroke? It's because it turns me on. It turns me on to see you so uncomfortable. And I want to see you hard. And you're going to come for me. Do you hear me? You're going to come for me because I know deep down you want me to take control of you. You want me to own you. You want to be owned by someone. You can't take the lead. You want someone else to take the lead. You want to let go so you can have a strong, dominant woman to take control of you. Look at how hard you are when I tell you that. Now stroke. Stroke your tiny, puny cock. I know you're hungry for it. Just stroke for me. Keep going. Keep going. Now you're gonna stop. Put your hands down. Do you see what a pathetic cock you have? But look at how hungry you are. You're so turned on, aren't you? I am too. I knew you would be hard for me. Now stroke again. Keep stroking. Now say, my cock belongs to you. Say it. Say it again. My cock belongs to you. Don't come yet. I'm going to edge you a few times before you can come. Don't whimper like that. Stop. Stop stroking. You're going to sit there just for a few seconds. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to unbutton my blouse. I saw the look on your face. I know you've been dying to take a look at my gorgeous breasts. I'm going to take my blouse off. And then I'm going to slip my hand between my panties. No, you may not stroke. You have to watch. And I'm going to take my foot and I'm going to place it on your cock. And I'm also going to start pleasuring myself. This feels good. I love to see the hunger in your eyes. You're dying to touch yourself, aren't you? But you're also dying to touch me. You want to feel how wet my pussy is, don't you? Because it's wet because of you. I love to see how hard you get for me. Let me push my foot against your cock. Oh, you're so hard now. Now go on, stroke. Don't go too fast. Don't come yet. Yeah. This feels good. Oh, you're so needy, aren't you? I love it. My pussy's so wet. Are you close to the edge? I can feel that you are. Stop. Yes, we're gonna stop one more time. Because I'm feeling pretty good right now. Don't touch yourself. You have to watch me. Oh, I have to watch me. Pleasuring myself. Oh, yes. Now I'm going to tell you to stroke one last time. And you're going to stroke very, very hard and fast. Are you ready? Are you ready to be a good boy for me? Do it. Go. Stroke. I'm also touching myself. Oh, yes. Are you gonna come for me now? You're gonna come for me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, go. Go now, come for me. Yes. Yes. Do you see that? Oh, do you see how you can be a good boy? Do you see how I can fix you? I knew it. I knew that you could be a good boy for me. See you in the next session.